The editorial board of the Tennessean has called for Mayor Megan Barry to resign. Leaders of the daily paper say they no longer believe Barry has acted in the best interests of the city. The mayor has thus far brushed off the pressure to resign. But what would happen if she did? WPLN's Tony Gonzalez explains.
So far, no elected officials have explicitly called for resignation. And while four investigations are underway, there's not been a formal move to oust the mayor. If there were a resignation, the Metro Charter is clear. It declares that the vice mayor, currently David Briley, would fill the role. If he were needed before August, he'd take over and a special election would be held, potentially as soon as May 1st, unleashing a frenzy of campaigning. If Briley were called on after August, he would serve out the remainder of the term, less than a year. Beyond voluntarily stepping down, legal analysts consider Tennessee a difficult state to forcefully remove an elected official. The Metro Council can't fire a mayor, but could issue a request to resign. A recall petition would need close to 60,000 signatures, and the state Supreme Court warns that ouster lawsuits be used sparingly. Even a criminal indictment isn't enough. Only felony convictions require removal from office. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.